This is Family Court Vision,
the podcast where a woman and her son discuss all things basketball.
On today's episode, we have WNBA and MNBA news, although not a lot of it. We also watch the movie Celtic Pride, and we discuss whether we think the Celtics should be proud of this movie. And finally, we have our game, Married Couples in Sports, which you'll find out why in just a few seconds, but you'll have to see if our latest to-be-married couple that we know is better than the married sports couples.
I have a strong opinion on that, but...
You do?
You'll have to wait till next week to find that out. Okay, let's boogie.
Welcome to episode 36 of Family Court Vision. It is 7 p.m. on Thursday, September 16th.
Sure is.
What's new, Jack?
Nothing much.
Nothing has happened since the last time we met.
In the last week, nothing, no new news for me.
Nothing.
Oh, wait, there is something. I got engaged.
Pew, 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 pew!
Good job on the sound effects, Mom.
Thanks. Yeah. You did get engaged. Congratulations, Jack and Lauren. Woohoo!
Thank you so much. Yes.
Such exciting news.
It is very exciting news. Yeah.
Yeah.
A week ago. Exactly a week ago.
Whoa. It's your 1 week engage-iversary.
About a week ago, right, Mom?
That's right. Nobody can see what we're doing, so it doesn't really work.
She's doing, I think it's called the shmoney. She's doing that dance right now. About a week ago. Whatever.
Because every time you say that, I have to do that.
Yeah.
You guys taught me that.
That's right. It's an interesting version of that dance, but, but yeah.
So, very exciting. And not only did you get engaged, but you already know where and when you're going to get married.
That's right. Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. So
Everything signed, sealed, and delivered are still kind of in progress.
We actually got the, I believe we got the email today with receipts and everything. So
nice receipts.
Yes. So
very nice.
So yeah.
So exciting. Very exciting.
Yes.
I cannot wait to see the pictures from last Thursday.
Oh yes. Yes.
Right? Uh-huh.
Yeah. We should be getting those sometime in the next two weeks.
Pictures of you. You told me. Yeah,
yes. Okay, that's correct.
Good. Okay. Wow.
I was like, was I supposed to be taking pictures? But pictures were taken of me. I paid some money to have that happen. So
wow.
Yeah. Yes.
See, I can't wait for that.
So that's been my week doing that, visiting venues, getting my groomsmen ready and everything. That's just been all that's happened for me in the last week. What about you?
I've just been mostly responding to texts and answering phone calls from you this week.
That's true.
That's pretty much been my week.
Yeah. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And despite the fact that, I do love you very much, but despite the fact that one of your biggest flaws is you don't respond to texts, when you text someone and they don't respond, that's an issue for you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So I've responded.
Yes.
As much as I could.
Yes.
And there's more exciting news coming up tomorrow. We're going to a Broadway show.
Beep, 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 pew, 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 pew.
Our first one since the pandemic.
That's right.
I'm so excited. I've seen a few like community and school productions just last weekend. I saw a production of SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical, done locally. It was very enjoyable. We really liked it. But so excited to get back to Broadway.
Yes.
Gotta remember our vaccine cards or we can't get in.
Yes. You reminded me about that before we started recording. And this is now your second reminder of that. I will remember my vaccine card.
Just, in case you're editing this and hear it again, maybe that'll make sure you remember it.
Good to know. Yes.
To you in New Jersey, is there an app that you can put your card on?
There is an app. It seems to be less official than the, what's it called? The Excelsior app?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing less places like would accept it.
So bring your real actual one.
But I do, yeah, I do have it. And
you've taken a picture of it, I'm sure, so that you have like backup.
Yes.
Cool.
So yeah, I should be all set for tomorrow. But yeah, it's going to be my first New York professional show that I'm seeing since I think January of 2020. I think I think Yidfid was the last show that I saw.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff. But moving ahead.
Yeah, let's get right into basketball news of the week.
Basketball news of the week. There's lots of WNBA because the playoffs are coming up. They're going to start on September 23rd, which is that a week from today?
It yes, it is.
And a few teams still have some games to play.
Uh-huh.
So I think that the Sun, so that it's the Sun, right, this very second, this is the order. The Sun, the Aces, the Lynx, the Storm, the Mercury, the Sky, and the Wings are 1 through 7.
Uh-huh.
But then I think, did I say Sky? Did I say Sky? Mercury, Sky, and Wings?
Yeah.
Sky is number 6.
That's okay. 5, 6, 7, yep.
Right, but there are 3 teams who could get into spot number 8 right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Mystics, the Liberty, and the Sparks. And guess what?
What?
The Liberty's playing the Mystics tomorrow. The Sparks are playing 2 games coming up, one tonight and one on Sunday, and the Mystics are playing a game on Sunday. So who knows how it all plays out? I mean, the Liberty has been, they've lost, I think, 7 of their last 8 games. So they're not doing great, but
no, and they're going to need some help.
Yeah.
They're going to need some losses from
some other people that
from
lose.
Both Mystics and Sparks,
right?
And of course, win their last game. So
right.
It's not looking great right now, but they are still technically alive,
right?
And as we've said multiple times, a huge improvement from last year, which is really all you can ask for. So
yeah, so the first round of playoffs is teams 3 through 8. No, the first round of playoffs is teams 5 through 8. The next round adds 3 and 4 to the mix. Those are single elimination. And then the semifinals and the finals are best of 5 series.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's, yeah, I think it would be 5 versus 8, 6 versus 7. Winners of each of those play 3 and 4. Winners of each of those play 1 and 2. Winners of each of those play for the finals.
Mm-hmm. And we don't necessarily even know who will be ranked where. I did say as of today, that's the top 7. But people, there's still some fluctuation that can happen.
Yeah, I believe.
But next week, are we? I think we are able to meet on Wednesday next week. As far as you know, are we?
That's, what, because the 22nd? Could, yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah, because we could. Then we could discuss our brackets.
Yes, I think that's that's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have the full bracket, and it'll be the day before, so we'll have all the information we need to make those picks. So that'll be good. That might be our game next week. But yeah, I think I looking and just doing some quick math. I think the Sun and the Aces are locked into 1 and 2.
Okay.
But then it gets kind of murky with 3, 4, 5. They're all within like a game and a half of each other. So there could be some flip-flopping there. And then I think the Sky are pretty locked in at 6. And the Wings could still, they've clinched, but they could still be 7 or 8, I think. And then Mystics, Sparks, and Liberty are up for that last spot. The Dream and the Fever have already been eliminated.
It's possible that only the Sun is locked in.
Oh, really?
It's possible.
Oh, I guess, yeah, I guess they if they have 2 games. Yeah, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Okay.
You
know what happened this past week is that 2 of the players on the Sun got engaged to each other.
I did see that, yes.
And then on that same day, they each put up double digits against the Libs.
Good week for engagements.
What a celebration.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's a little sneak preview of what's to come later in the episode.
That's right.
So stay tuned.
And the Mystics coach is quarantined. Mike Thibault? I don't know. It looks like Thibault.
Uh-huh.
But depending on how French or Louisianian he is how you might pronounce that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure.
He's quarantined. I don't know if he actually has COVID or if he was exposed and what, but he's quarantined right now. So that's you know, a little stressful for some people.
Yes. And he is vaccinated. And I think okay. I saw that.
That's good.
Whether he tested positive or close contact, he's going to miss the their last two games.
Uh-huh.
So.
Oh, and Brianna Stewart's out with a foot injury until the regular season's done.
Oh, I didn't see this.
Yeah. A couple of days ago.
But they estimate that she'll be back for the playoffs?
They said she's out for the rest of the regular season.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So we'll see on that. I mean, you know, like we said, we'll make our picks next week, but mm-hmm. watching them against the Liberty last night, right? It was last night? Two nights ago?
Wednesday, last night.
Mm-hmm. They seem pretty scary to play.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I would, I'd feel confident if I was them heading into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, super exciting stuff. Playoffs are the best time of any sport. So next week, mm-hmm. it begins. And then just a quick reminder that the vote for the GOAT, the voting closes, I believe, on the 19th, which is
Sunday.
3 days from now.
Yep.
And then Sunday. I think they're supposed to announce it during the finals, mm-hmm. the winner of that. So we shall see.
That's right.
Any other W news?
Mm-mm.
It's a light news week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move into NBA. The Bucks have hired the first female full-time play-by-play announcer in league history. And actually, after I wrote this script, it's actually the first ever in any major men's professional sport.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Her name is Lisa Byington, and she's going to be the voice of the Bucks going forward. So
it's exciting.
It is very exciting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
She, I saw today that she previously, I think this past year, also broke ground as being one of the first or the first female play-by-play announcer for the March Madness tournament or for like a certain round of that or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so exciting stuff.
Very.
And then I just wanted a quick rundown of some roster moves that have happened between last time and today. The Lakers traded Marc Gasol. It looks like he's the Grizzlies, who they traded him to, he's going to get a buyout from them.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he may retire or he may go play in Spain, which is where he's from. And his brother plays in Spain. So, you know, if this is the end for him, he had a excellent long career. He's a NBA champ. So
legend
of the game.
Mm-hmm.
The Nuggets extended Aaron Gordon. They gave him another 4-year contract. John Wall and the Rockets are mutually working on a trade for him. So we'll see what happens there. And DeAndre Jordan was traded from the Nets to the Pistons, got a buyout from the Pistons, and then signed with the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
I think those were all the major moves since last time.
I saw that something was written about Ben Simmons today. And I didn't really follow all of it, but it was saying that if he continues to miss practice or something, he could be fined like $300,000 a game. I can't remember what it was. It was some insane amount of money that he could lose every time he doesn't come to a practice.
I wonder if that's probably just his game. Like, just if you break down his salary by game, if that's just his game salary,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm. could be.
That might be it.
Imagine that's your salary every time you go to work.
Yeah. Just
whew.
Insane.
Mm-hmm.
I did see a report today that the 76ers are expecting Ben Simmons to play for them this season.
Yes. So. And that's why they're like, you know what? We're going to start finding you. Like, that's it. You don't get a choice.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Again, there are reports that he will not show up to training camp and like you said, could be sitting out of games. So this mm-hmm. could get uglier and uglier.
Mm-hmm.
Any other news?
I got no news. That's the fastest news we've ever done.
Ever. We are less than 15 minutes into this pod.
Mm-hmm.
normally we're at like 30 or 40 minutes by the time we finish news. So
it's quiet basketball time. And we had, I think, the biggest news of any of our episodes, which is your engagement.
Yes. Yes.
No,
that's right.
No bigger news ever.
Yeah.
But
basketball
got right through it.
Basketball, not so much. I mean, there's obviously a lot going on in the WNBA right now, but there's not a ton of like new stories out. It's just like, you know, games are being played. We'll see how it lands. And then once we get into the playoffs, I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about. But yeah. Okay. I guess if that is it, let's move on to our second segment of the day, which is our movie review of Celtic Pride.
Celtic Pride.
Which is the movie we said we were going to watch.
It 100% is the movie. We did say that on the podcast last week.
However.
And then when I went to watch it, I was like, wait, this isn't the movie I was thinking of when I said that. I thought that I was talking about Luck of the Irish, but I said the words Celtic Pride.
Yeah.
But, and I felt like, oh, I'm kind of dumb because I do that sometimes. Like my head doesn't connect with my mouth and I say things that are wrong. But then when I texted you, you were like, oh, I thought that's what we were talking about too. So
yeah.
At least we were like on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
But then we decided to watch Celtic Pride anyway.
Right. Because we said it.
Get that.
Mm-hmm. Luck of the Irish is on our list to come up in the next couple of weeks, so we'll get to that as well. But yeah, so this was a little. It was still a palate cleanser from Boogie last week.
A different
kind of palate cleanser than
right. And when I looked at the synopsis of it, I was like, oh, we did say we wanted a palate cleanser, and this will work. This will do it. That'll be fine.
Yeah.
So basically, this was two Celtics fans, and we know the stereotype of Boston fans of any sport are, you know, intense and diehard. So they end up accidentally kidnapping a player from the Utah Jazz who's the best player in the league and who possibly could beat their Celtics and win the championship. So they end up accidentally sort of kidnapping him to try and prevent that from happening. And who's in it? Daniel Stern, Dan Aykroyd.
Damon Wayans.
Right.
I
put it all down somewhere.
Little Jeff Ross cameo.
I don't even know who that is.
And there's another guy from SNL who was like the bad luck guy.
Daryl Hammond.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we had some Larry Bird, Bob Cousy, Bill Walton, Marv Albert.
I think
Deion Sanders.
I think all four of those basketball players, this is not the first basketball movie we've seen.
No.
Them in.
No.
I believe Cousy was in the one with Nick Nolte, Blue Chips.
Blue Chips.
He was like the athletic director. And then we've seen Marv Albert be an announcer at multiple of these games. Bill Walton, we've seen in documentaries. I can't remember if we've seen him in acting as in addition. But I know Larry Bird was in Space Jam and may have been in something else too. So once again, basketball players love to make cameos in these movies.
Love it. Love it. So what'd you think?
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a light, nothing too deep movie. It was a 90s comedy, so not everything aged very well. It was enjoyable. I think for a comedy, it probably could have had more jokes or more like funny stuff. Like I think it was like funny situations, but then the rest of it was sort of dramatically acted. But yeah, it was just like it was fine, enjoyable.
Yeah. I think because Judd Apatow co-wrote this. And I think since then his, writing has continued to develop. So, I was reading, cause I always like look at the Wikipedia article or whatever. So I was looking at Judd Apatow's and there were a lot of complaints, especially around his movie Knocked Up, that he was portraying women as shrews and, just terrible characters. And he said, no, this movie is basically about an immature man who has not yet learned to grow up or how to deal with women and, what they're about. And through the course of the movie, he develops that ability. And I'm like, oh, that's the same movie I just watched.
Yeah.
So I guess that's his go-to then.
Might be a little autobiographical, perhaps. if that who continues knows? To come up again and again.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, I thought it was in like a fun concept to mm-hmm. begin with. I just think that, and it wasn't super low. It was like an hour and a half. But I think after that initial concept happens, the rest of it was just writing in complications so that that scenario could still exist.
Yeah.
So it felt a little dragged out towards the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I complain about things a lot, and this isn't really a complaint about the movie, but just one thing that I thought when I was watching it, when I got to the end, I thought could have been done a little better. That sounds very like arrogant of me to like think I could tell Judd Apatow how to do something better. But part of Lewis Scott was Damon Wayans' character. He was the best basketball player in the league, but also very selfish player.
Mm-hmm.
That was portrayed over and over again. And then he kind of wasn't doing well in the final game. And it was important for everyone that he do well in that final game. And then he got a little pep talk from Mike O'Hara, Daniel Stern's character, who basically said, pass the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of opened his mind to, oh, if I like share and include my teammates, maybe that will help. But then I was thinking, you know, Mike O'Hara, Daniel Stern's character, and Jimmy Flaherty, Dan Aykroyd's character, were like friends from childhood. And they, you know, there's a little conflict early on with them, but they worked well together and they were a great team. And I felt like there could have been a little realization of that by Lewis Scott while he was trapped with them, like just like noticing them. Oh, look, when people work together, they can get things done. That would have been just a little like nice foreshadowing that could have, since that's how they ended it
mm-hmm.
with him sharing, I thought it might have been a little bit of nice foreshadowing to add in.
Yeah. Yeah. I that's a very smart thought. I hadn't thought about that. I think that would have been very good.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. What else? What else in this movie?
I don't know. Do you have a most and least favorite?
I didn't write one down.
Mm-mm.
Who's the non Dan Aykroyd? What's his name?
The character?
The actor.
Guy? Daniel Stern.
Yeah, I enjoy him. He was in Home Alone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how I know him. Mm-hmm. But I think he's funny. I enjoy him. So mm-hmm. he's just, I think, I'd say my and favorite part.
I think he's the voiceover guy from Wonder Years also. The original Wonder Years, not the new one that's out now.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I'm so sad that you don't know Wonder Years.
Sorry.
Okay, that's put that on your binge list.
Okay.
That's such a sweet, that's Fred... Fred, what's his name?
Rogers, Armisen.
No.
What's that guy from The Princess Bride?
Right, him.
Oh, okay. Fred, Princess Bride.
This was like his big thing when he was a kid. This was his TV show.
Savage.
Fred Savage, right. So it was kind of, you know, like in A Christmas Story where the story goes on and there's a voiceover that kind of, it's the kid but grown up mm-hmm. telling the story. So that's what The Wonder Years is, like, I think 50s or whatever, but Fred Savage is like the lead kid. He's him and two of his friends and his family. It's a great show.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
where do you rank this one?
I was looking, it's going to go right towards the middle for me. Mm-hmm. Right in the like 15 range.
Mm, you got it up a little higher than me.
Okay.
I think I'm going to put it, what was One-on-One? What was that about?
One-on-One.
Was that Robbie Benson? When he went to college?
Maybe. Yeah. What was... Oh, Above the Rim, that was Tupac. Right? Yeah. So I think One-on-One was Robbie Benson, yes.
All right. So I think I'm going to put this at between 18 and 19.
Okay, so that's between Blue Chips and One-on-One. So that's in the 3.4, 3.5 range.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have mine in the closer to the 5 range.
Mm-hmm. So that brings it up to about a 4.5. So it's like, it's our new number 18.
And that's our first 4.
Whoa. Yeah, look at that.
Yep. So yeah, like I said, it was just kind of enjoyable.
Yeah.
Just
it was nice. Yeah.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, what are we watching next week?
Next week we are watching a movie called High Flying Bird that I only discovered today.
Okay.
I never heard of it before.
Me neither.
And I looked at our list of the movies to come up. We have a bunch of documentaries. And I was like, I want to mix it up a little bit. I don't want to just do doc after doc after doc. So I came up with a list of the next five. And actually, I don't know that I put any documentaries on this list of next five. But the next one is going to be High Flying Bird, which I don't know if it is 100% basketball movie, but it is about... It is a basketball.
There plot. Is basketball in it.
Yes. It's okay. It's not just some kids playing basketball one day. Like, it does revolve around the world of basketball, but it's not like, I don't think it's like our traditional basketball movies.
Okay, cool. So that'll be fun.
High Flying Bird.
Mm-hmm. All right. So watch that between now and next Wednesday or next Thursday or Friday, whenever the episode comes out. Mm-hmm. And let's get into our last segment of the day, our game, which is best married or... What are we going with? Best
or long-term.
Best like long-term established relationships in sports.
Right. Wow, that's catchy.
Yeah.
I think someone's going to pick that one right up.
Yes. Yes. So you, this was actually listener Andy L's idea, right? Or was this a combination?
Yes. No, it was all him. And it was based on the exciting news of your engagement. He said, with that being the big news of the week, let's look at other marriages. And, you know, I had to Google married sports couples because I don't know a lot of them. And I wanted to really make sure I was hitting the right ones. But so many of those lists, one person's an athlete and the other person is not. No, that's not a married sports couple. You're not a power sports couple if you're married to Carrie Underwood. I'm sorry.
Right.
Because that's nobody what considers... Nobody considers, I think our husband's a hockey player. Like, no one's like, oh, he's part of a power country music couple. No.
Right.
You're in different fields.
Yeah. And that's what all the articles are called. It's not like they're like best couples with athletes in them. It's like best sports power couples or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And no.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Tom Brady and his model wife, like, she didn't play sports. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson and Ciara, she didn't play sports. Mm-hmm. Like,
Wayne Gretzky and Janet Jones. She's an actor.
Yeah. So I had to do some digging on this. I'm sure you did too.
I sure did. I got some good ones, I think. I probably have about 12 or 15 here because I know we're doing four, but I wanted to make sure I had at least eight in case you take all four of mine. And then I was like, I'll add this one. I'll add this one.
We could do, we'll do honorable mentions at the end. Okay. But yeah, typical draft, four picks each, snake it. Would you like first or second and third?
You pick. What's gonna work to the best to your benefit the best to your list benefit?
I'm gonna pick second and third. So you pick first.
Okay. Now I gotta look at my list. I am going to pick Drew and Lauren Holiday.
They were
Drew
on my
Holiday.
List, yeah.
Drew Holiday, basketball player, all-star, just, I believe, won his first championship this past year with the Bucks. Mm-hmm. And his wife, Lauren, a star soccer player. Drew has one gold medal. She's got two gold medals, Olympic medals. They met in college. I believe the story is, do you know the story?
I just read it, yeah.
It was like they were both at a football game, right?
Yeah.
Some other girl was like, came up to him and said, oh, you're and named some other basketball player.
Darren Collison. Yeah.
And he was like, no. And then Lauren was sitting behind him and said, you're better looking than Darren Collison. They were each dating other people at the time. But then when those relationships ended, they got together and they've been together since. And they've, you know, she had an issue with needing surgery for a brain tumor during a pregnancy. And he, you know, took a break from sports at that time. And I really like them.
Yeah.
They get my top vote.
Yeah. I think Drew Holiday is one of the most underrated players in the league. He's one of the best defensive guards maybe ever. Mm-hmm. And she is, as you said, even more accomplished than he is. Olympics and multiple FIFA World Cups, and she's you know, a lot of these players are soccer players, at least on my list. And I don't know what all these things mean, but I saw All-Star, I saw MVP, I saw Player of the Year, I saw Golden Boot. I know those are all awesome accomplishments, no matter where that is. So
they all sound positive.
Yes. All right. So I get my second and third picks, and that's just fine with me because they're actually my first and second top choices. And my first one is going to be Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf. I think they're probably combined the most accomplished married couple or couple on this list. Agassi has 8 Grand Slam titles and an Olympic gold medal. Steffi Graf has 22 Grand Slam singles titles and a doubles Grand Slam title, 2 golds and a silver and a bronze in the Olympics. She's one of the greatest tennis players of all time. And he's up there with the greats, but she's you know, one of the tippity tops.
You know what I read when I was looking her up is that she said that she prefers to be called Stephanie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I had no idea. I had never heard that before, but she apparently announced that she prefers Stephanie.
Stephanie. Okay. So yeah, so that's my first pick. I also wrote down when each of these people started dating and when they got married, if that information was available. So they started dating in 99 and married. They've been married since 2001. They're coming up on their 20-year anniversary.
Nice.
Okay. And my next couple, another all-star power couple, Megan Rapinoe and Sue Bird.
Yeah.
I know those are two of your favorites as well, but I'm taking them. Megan Rapinoe has an Olympic gold medal and 2 golds in FIFA World Cups. She has a golden boot, golden ball, and 1 best FIFA player award. One of the most famous athletes in the country. And Sue Bird, we've listed off her accomplishments many times, but she deserves it again. 12-time All-Star, 4-time champ, all-time WNBA assist leader, 5-time Olympic gold medalist. She was also a she was also a 2-time college champ. One of the greatest players of all time, you know, in your mind, maybe the greatest player of all time. But just, you know, when we, in each of their respective sports, they have reached the pinnacle and have been there for a long time. And they started dating in 2017 and got engaged last year. They are not married yet, but they have been engaged since 2020.
So when I was looking people up, this doesn't pertain to my next pick. I get 2 in a row, right?
You do, yeah.
This doesn't pertain to my next pick, but one thing I noticed is that in some sports couples, one of them might not be quite as accomplished as the other. But I still, you know, if at least one of them was pretty accomplished in my mind, I still kept them.
Yeah.
Like I said, that does not pertain to my next couple, which are Mia Hamm and Nomar Garciaparra. Who I don't know what, I guess, obviously because he played for the Red Sox, I can only hear his name in a Boston accent. And I don't know why. I don't know who said it like that, but Noma Garciaparra, like that. That's the only way I can hear his name. So I don't know. I don't know why I obviously because he played for the Red Sox, but I don't know who said it like that. Maybe it was an SNL skit.
I was just thinking. I feel like maybe it was a comedy skit at some point.
I don't know, but whatever it is, that's the only way I can hear that name.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mia Hamm, soccer star. Many say that the most famous, most accomplished soccer star in history. She has. It was the first woman in the World Football Hall of Fame, which is housed in Mexico. She's also in the National Women's Hall of Fame, upstate New York. She's got a couple golds, a silver medal. She's a fantastic soccer star. He's a baseball all-star, 6-time all-star. He was a rookie of the year in his conference or division, whatever they call them in baseball.
League.
Batting champ in his, not the whole league. Oh, like National League, American League, right?
Yeah.
What is the American League?
Well, he switched between them, okay. So I don't know which awards were in which.
And he's in the Red Sox Hall of Fame. Oh, you know what? This is totally off topic, but I'm just going to bring this up that I was listening to, I think it was Freakonomics on the radio the other day, and there was an interesting, it was about starting fresh and what helps you start fresh. So why does everyone, why is it successful to start something new after the new year? When is it people start new diets every Monday, whatever else? And they did a really cool, I'm not going to go into too many details. There was a really cool, very controlled for variable study about baseball. And when a player is traded mid-season to the opposite league, like National versus American, mm-hmm. how their batting average goes.
Huh.
And it was it was so interesting. It was, there was so much detail to it. It was really, really cool. But, you know, we don't need to go into that. But if you're interested in statistics and baseball, check out the Freakonomics episode about starting fresh.
But I think you brought that up because he was traded mid-season, actually away from the Red Sox, the year that they won their title in 2004. But that might be
It might be. Who knows why that was in my mind, but
that makes a lot of sense. But.
And then my next sports couple is Kerry Walsh and Casey Jennings. Kerry Walsh is a volleyball superstar. She's won at least one gold, a couple of other things. Casey Jennings is also a volleyball player, not quite, like I was saying earlier, not quite as accomplished as Kerry. But the thing I love about Kerry is that she won a gold medal while about 2 months pregnant with one of her children.
Wow.
So I just had to get her name in there because holy cow, like when I was 2 months pregnant with my children, I was like napping all day. So I, you know, got to give her props when it's appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember watching her and Misty May Trainer. Mm-hmm. They were the all-star beach volleyball.
That is correct.
A couple. Or pairing, whatever they call them. All right.
Partners.
My last two picks. I'm going to stick with basketball. Again, steal one of your faves, Diana Taurasi and Penny Taylor. Mm-hmm. So Diana Taurasi is also potentially the greatest player of all time. She's a three-time mm-hmm. champ, two-time finals MVP, a regular season MVP, 10-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year, five-time scoring champ, three-time NCAA champ, and the WNBA's all-time leading scorer. And her wife, Penny Taylor, was a teammate of hers and mm-hmm. so is also a three-time champ, was a three-time All-Star. And she retired a couple of years ago and worked in player development and then became an assistant coach with the Mercury. And so she's had success there. I believe just last year she retired from coaching to focus on, because they have children or at least one child.
I think that... they're having a second one soon.
So, yes.
They have a little boy named Leo right now, and I think the second one is on the way.
Yeah. So I think I saw she retired in 2020 to, you know, to be a full-time mother.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she was a three-time All-Star. That's an mm-hmm. awesome player.
Mm-hmm.
And her wife is one of the greatest players ever. So they're my next pick. And then I'm going to go with the Ertzes, Zach and Julie.
I do not even know that name.
Okay.
I'm going to learn everything right now.
Yeah. Zach and Julie Ertz. So Zach Ertz is a football player for the Eagles. He won a Super Bowl with them a couple of years ago. He's a three-time Pro Bowler, and he set a tight end catch record in a season. And his wife...
I'm just going to interrupt and say, when you said he's a three-time Pro Bowler, I thought for a second he was also a bowler.
A two-sport athlete, but very impressive.
In my mind, I was like, wow, he can fit in the bowling circuit while doing all that? That's great. And then I was like, no.
He's only tried it three times, though. And then his wife, Julie Ertz, is a soccer player. Surprise, surprise. Mm-hmm. She has two FIFA World Cups. She has a bronze Olympic medal. And she's won multiple Player of the Year awards. They had one of my favorite sports couple moments that I've ever seen. She was, I think, playing somewhere over in Europe or at least somewhere overseas. And he was playing in the NFC Championship, I think. And he won. And then he was going to his first Super Bowl ever, which, you know, for a football player is, you know, one of the best and most rare mm-hmm. things that can ever happen in your career. And there was a video of them like FaceTiming each other and them both like just sobbing and being so happy for each other. And it was just a very beautiful moment. So
very sweet.
That's my list. I think you have one more.
I have one more. And, so my last couple is, so first of all, I wanted to say that you are noticing that a lot of the women are soccer players. And I think that's a good illustration of that is a sport in which women are able to be professionals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not a lot of girls in high school play field hockey, but we don't hear about pro field hockey players, you know, gets them into colleges, but we don't, you know, we don't hear about that. So I think that's a point to be made is that there aren't a lot of sports out there for women. A lot of my, you said we have honorable mentions, a number of my others were Olympians. Mm-hmm. So Olympians in sports that aren't, you know, year round pro sports or whatever that, that, but they're athletes. So my last couple is Jenny Finch and Casey Daigle. So Jenny Finch is a softball pitcher. She's got gold and silver medals. She is on the list as the second greatest college player ever in softball. She's also got, she's the fast pitch career leader. And her husband also, was a baseball player. He played a couple of major league games and he played more in the minors, but you know, still, I mean, if you can get into the minors, you're a really good player. So, and you play, he played professionally. So they're both athletes, but the reason I really wanted to pick them, was because of their proposal story. So they went to her, alma mater, University of Arizona. He blindfolded her and walked her out to the pitcher's mound, which is, you know, where she did all her work. And he said to her, "You've been the queen of the diamond for 4 years. Now I want you to be the queen of my heart."
Aww. Oh
my God, that's so sweet. And their sons are named, their kids are named, their sons are Ace and Diesel, and their daughter is Paisley. Like, how awesome are they? I love them. How could I not pick them?
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't have them on my list. I didn't see them on any anything. But she is excellent. She does some what's it called? Analyst. Analyst work for multiple things. I've seen her, and I've also seen. I'm not. It might be different now that she's been retired. But I remember seeing old pictures of her, and the difference between her two arms, her pitching arm was like this jacked. Whatever, and her other arm was like a regular, you know, athletic, obviously, but like I've, it's just, it was insane. But yeah, cool. Okay, so what's your full list? Who are your four?
My full list are The Holidays, Mia Hamm and Noah Garciparra, Kerry Walsh and Casey Jennings, and Jenny Finch and Casey Daigle. I have two Caseys on my list.
Nice. And mine are Andre Agassi and Stephanie Graf, Megan Rapinoe and Sue Bird, Diana Taurasi and Penny Taylor, and Zach Ertz and Julie Ertz. You go first with your honorable mentions.
Okay. I have a bunch of them, but I'll go through them quickly. I don't need to talk about all of them. I have Kerry Walsh's, as you said, partner, Misty May Traynor, and her husband, Matt Traynor. He was an MLB catcher for the Marlins. And Misty May obviously played volleyball. Christy Yamaguchi and her husband, Brett Hedekin. He's a hockey player. His team won the Stanley Cup in 2006, and she is a skater in the Olympics. Roger Federer and his wife, Mirka Vavrinec. They're both tennis players. They have two sets of twins. And finally, I have Leila Ali, a boxer. And daughter of Muhammad Ali, and her husband, Curtis Conway, who played in the NFL.
Nice. And I think I have two more to add to this. Alex Morgan and Servando Carrasco, both professional soccer players. And J.J. Watt and Kelia Ojai. J.J. Watt's a football player. Kelia Ojai is a football player. But yeah. So, cool. Nice.
Yeah. That's a good list.
That's a good list.
You did a good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's it for episode 36. Send in your questions, comments, movie thoughts, and guest suggestions to familycourtvision@gmail.com.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @FamCourtVision. And don't forget to subscribe or follow on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next week on Family Court Vision,
the mother of all basketball podcasts.